Yeah, welcome back to another edition to Haunted Real Connections with your host, Nicole Jaspari. And I thought I'd share another topic since I've been doing some research about spirit guides communicating with us, or some signs that they're communicating with us. On that note, so I'm going to read a little article, you guys. Some signs that your spirit guides are communicating with you, right? So whether you know or believe it or not, spirit guides are always at a metaphor arm's reach, you know, or at least they are by our side, like angels, and are constantly sending us subtle guidance or even nudges in the right direction, right? So most people are totally unaware that a lot of the guidance that they receive is from their spirit guides, and we need to strengthen that line of communication before it becomes apparent. So let's dive into this, some ways that or some signs that our guides, spirit guides, are trying to connect with us. And in fact, find out if you've been divinely guided this whole time. Think back in time where a random stranger has shown up and even offered you to help when a situation seemed bleak, or you received a hunch that came out of the blue and it saved your skin. Or a time you were sure that you felt a warm, friendly presence at a moment of sorrow. These can all be spirit guide communications. I can give you an example of one of mine. Whenever I think or talk about my late husband, y'all know he's been passed for over 2 years from now. But whenever I talk about him, whenever I'm outside, and wouldn't you know it, I would see a butterfly. So could that be the spirit guide letting me know that he's around? I think so. So moving on, do you often see repeating numbers such as 1, 11, 11, 2, 2? I've been seeing 12, 12 lately. Today I saw 12, 12. Or 4, 4, and on so forth. So numbers are the easiest way for the universe and our guides or even angels to begin communicating with us, and they can appear with ease in the physical world. So you will know that you receive a coded message. Just think of them as a coded message. Like, I think whenever I see the number 55, I would think that is time for me to manifest something, right? So that's a coded message. When you see a number like 12, 12, I saw 12, 12. So that could be a sign for my spirit guide trying to communicate with me, right? So this can this will eventually take a step back. So these numbers will grab your attention and make you think for a few minutes, right? So as you go about your day, what you saw will linger in your mind. Let's say, for example, you see the sequence 11-11, which is a good sign that you are on the right path. And I used to study numerology and astrology. I forgot what all meant. I have to take a course or something to refresh in my mind. But yeah, 11-11, number one, is usually a sign, and also a sign of angels. And so it can also signify that what you are manifesting is like beginning to make its way to you, like or prayer. So also, you might notice and you might be hearing like those high pitched buzzing sound, ringing sound, I call them ringtones, especially my right side. They're real high or sometimes they're real low. When they're real low, that signifies for me that it's a lower entity. But if it's a really high pitch, that signifies of a higher spirit, like an angel or spirit. So that are making their contact with us. So that usually takes place once when you begin a regular meditation practice, or even resting helps. I know this my mind is overactive if I take a nap and then all of a sudden it goes away. So resting helps too. And so it begins to pick up a more subtle cues from the spirit realm team, right? So also note that when you hear this buzzing sound, don't be afraid of it. I mean, I tend to hear it as soon as my head hits the pillow. I tend to hear that buzzing sound. So you will not feel any physical in nature, but more like a frequency that you're unconsciously picking up on, right? So it is super important to rule out that any physical causes, such as an ear problem or tinnitus, before assuming it is spiritual in nature. And then in my case, it might be both spiritual or physical. so when you receive this buzzing sound, it usually receives some form of a message, you know, and they are not random, but they're just like signals from your spirit guides to pay attention to what is in front of you and to wait for a message. Maybe that's a good time to meditate, right? Prayer is talking to God, meditation is what, listening. So anyway, and number three is, I'm breathing as it goes along. You might see, I know a lot of people are biased about orbs, but however, I'm a believer of orbs. I had one of my first paranormal experiences with an orb. And so if you've read my first book, Dark Pathways, you understand. Anyway, if not, I highly recommend you read my first book, Dark Pathways. And I believe it's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So you might see these spirit guides as orb or light. So if you notice already that your spirit guides will use the easiest methods in order to get in touch with us. So using numbers or simple sounds or even visuals is the start of communication with your spirit guides, right? So this way we don't become overwhelmed or scared by their presence or by their guidance. So see a white orb or a light anomaly during meditation is another common sign that people usually report when they see them. So you may find that you begin to see white or colored orbs even and lights just before your meditation. So before you go to sleep and when you are out and about in a relaxed state, is when you might see them. That is usually the best time to ask for guidance and for protection, or both. So the white orb is a very good sign that your spirit guides might be near and it's making a conscious effort to contact you, you know? And so then you know that each color has a different, what was the word, vibration. As with white being one of the highest beings, I usually see white And sometimes I see red, but usually I see white, or and sometimes I see black. Also, but the white beans, it's the highest beans. I'm excited when you see white. And that is usually as friendly in nature will appear as bright colors like this. So this should also be our angels, our guys, or even our past loved ones. And I believe the past loved ones are associated with the white and the green, but I could be wrong. And the green color, vibrational color, can also be connected with nature or elementals. But I'm not 100% sure if I'm correct. And you may also use your intuition, right, when interacting with any light or orbs that you see. Use your discernment, right, use your discernment. Tune into its energies and ask what it wants or if it has a particular message for you. That's why it's always a good idea to keep a journal by your side even when you're meditating. So you might want to close this, you might want to close your eyes and see if you receive a word or if you hear spirit world like I do, you might hear messages or image or sound in response. So if a presence like this is making you feel afraid or unbearably uncomfortable, then you know it's not your spirit. And you can affirm that you would like to be left in peace. Alright, I think I have time to read another one. Alright, so you're seeing a word commands. Now this one is like the type of spirit guide contact is that you can remember, although I'm sure there were previous times I've forgotten, but let's say you were taking a usual ride home and it was about to take a shortcut when you heard a distinctive no out of the blue, right? I've had that to me many times. And then you knew that you should have gone that usual route. However, and instead should have taken a longer route. But you totally ignored that piece of guidance. And then you get to the place where usually you cross and go, you know, go to the bridge and whatever, cross to go to the home, and then lo and behold, it was blocked up. So what, you should have listened to that little message, right? So, you had to turn back and you had to take a longer route. So needless to say, never ignore those little tiny messages. Believe me, I've learned the hard way. So, anyway, our spirit guides will often communicate with us in this way through using commands like that of, or even a simple word like move or left or right. I even had one tell me, don't move! And, or otherwise, I would have been, ran over by heart. So yeah, so these single word commands feel like they came out of nowhere. It's true, and are not a part of our conscious thoughts even. It's like you know you have that reading voice, but it's not that voice. You will know that you received a word and message from your spirit guide because it will feel distinct from your usual thought chatter or reading voice, I like to say. Also last but not least, through our dreams we might receive messages, right? So So that's why it's very important to keep a journal for dreams as well. But you never know what extra messages we might be receiving from our experiences. So the dream realms are the perfect place for the spirit guides to connect with us, or spirits or angels. And, you know, the vibration here allows them to meet with us halfway. So dreams act as a middle ground between the physical and spiritual world, and we will often come into contact with, like I was saying earlier, spirit guides, angels, even spirit animals or totems that Betsy and I were discussing during our interview, and past loved ones. If you missed our interview, you can catch us on paranormalradio.com, and so we have links, everything there. On Mixler and Anchor, Spotify, and YouTube. So, anyway, you may, like I was saying, and you might want to keep a dream journal and begin to see if there are any recurring characters. If you have, like, lucid dreams, which I do tend to have, and you might begin to notice some patterns. Like this, when you're having an issue within your dream, and the same helper might appear, right? So, this could be a spirit guide or even an animal guide, totem, you know. So, I find that spirit animals or spirit totems in particular love the playful animalistic energy, you know, that is already present in dreams. This makes it, you know, the perfect environment for them to appear. So as you fall asleep, simply saying something like a positive affirmation, you want to meet your spirit guides or guides, or a spirit animal, and then pay close attention to your dreams when you first wake up. Right, last and not least, calling your name. Have you ever experienced hearing someone calling your name? I have many times. Right, for EST, right? Extra sensory perception might be at work. What is that? It could be your spirit that calling your name. Or if you have gifts like me, you might hear their name. And it also helps, I said so, with this. It also helps if you do have psychic abilities, you know, you might be able to hear your spirit guide's name, right? All you have to do is simply ask, and I'm sure they'll communicate with you. It might take time, so yeah, just work with it until that happens. And when they're calling your name, and only to look around and you see what? No one there? Or I was like, Mom, did you call my name? She's like looking at me weird. No. Okay. And then, so many times, this is a simple mishearing. However, other times, we get the impression that there's more than meets the eye. No, it's like when spirit guide calls your name, it's a bit different for me anyway. It can be accompanied by a warm thank you, by a warm presence, or a brush, or a knocking noise on the arm or the leg. So your spirit guide will usually do this when we are in a relaxed and uplifted state of mind, or when we are in danger and need a quick warning. So, yeah, as you continue to snap with our spirit guides, you will become more accustomed to their specific energy or aura? Or is that an energy seal that protects our vessel, you know, our body? And I can read auras too, quite amazing. Some auras might have colors, some auras are as bright as the sun, which means it's a healthy aura. So anyway, I hope you all enjoyed this rather short podcast. I wanted to talk tonight, and I'm making a lot of signs from short guys. And if you guys have any questions, by all means, just comment below whenever I do share this episode. And my email is nicole.sport8@gmail.com. If you have any suggestions or if you would like for me to give suggestions for our show, the Paranormal King Radio is featured every Wednesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. specific time. And yeah, I'm always seeking for future guests, so just let us know anytime. You all have a great and safe evening. Until next time, thank you for listening. The Haunted Real Connection with your host, Nicole Jasper. Have a great night.